Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio from Boise, Idaho. This is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter, Radio Detectives, and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. Today's program is brought to you by the financial support of our listeners. You can support the show on a one-time basis, support.greatdetectives.net. You can also send a donation through the Zelle app to box13 at greatdetectives.net, by mail to Adam Graham, P.O. Box 15913, Boise, Idaho 83715, or become one of our ongoing Patreon supporters at patreon.greatdetectives.net. Now it's time for today's episode of Boston Blackie. The original air date, May the 5th, 1948. And this one is the Bolo Gang Prison Break.
Wink, you want, huh? Then what are you gonna do? Hop over these walls, Jackie?
Why not, Joe?
You fly over them, all right. When you die.
Oh, I don't know. It ain't too tough to break out of a place. I've been studying up on it. Let me fly, fly.
So go fly, but stop that singing. Being in jail is tough enough without having to listen to that.
You won't have to listen to it too long. I'm getting out of here. Me and my pals, Jockey, Danny, and Bolo.
Oh. You all got together and talked it over, huh?
Well, we ain't talked it over. We ain't talked to each other since we're here. Something we decided on before.
Oh, you decided on it?
Yeah, we did.
You guys are in here for good, and the warden's seeing to it. That's why he's kept the four of you apart. Won't let you talk to each other, eat together, work together, nothing.
I know, but still we're busting out together.
How? If you ain't talked to each other, how'll you get together?
We'll all get the signal, and nobody'll know where we're getting it. It'll tell us where the break is and how and when. It'll come from the outside.
Fat chance. You got to get together and make plans before you make a break.
No, we don't. We'll get the signal without talking to each other or even seeing each other. I'll send you a postcard from the outside, Joe. Let me fly, fly, fly. All right,
I wouldn't mind letting you. Not one bit.
And now on to Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
Hey, you guys wanted a lift just inside the city limits, huh? Well, we just this minute crossed the city line.
You can let us out at the corner, Mac.
Okay. You fellas heard about that prison break, didn't you?
Who hasn't heard about it? Four members of the Bolo gang broke out all at once, I hear.
Yep, that's right. Nobody knows how they got out together, either.
Yeah, I'm gonna read up on it sometime. I hear it was tricky.
Yeah, it sure was. Well, here's the corner. Sure you don't want me to take you guys all the way into town?
No thanks, Mac.
Thanks for the lift, though.
Oh, glad to oblige.
Jackie, wait a minute, huh? I got an idea.
An idea?
Yeah, and this guy's got something we can use.
Hey, Polo, what you slug him for?
For this truck. Come on, help me pull him out and dump him in the road.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, he's a big one, right?
Get him out.
All right, I'm trying.
Get a little beef behind him, will you? Push him.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll just leave him.
Yeah. And now what, Bolo?
Now we not only got past the cops of the city limits, but we got a truck to take us straight to the other guys.
Yeah, and when we get to them, what else?
We get to work. What else?
We're on the a lookout for the Bolo gang down here in the city, Warden Mills.
Oh, good, good.
We haven't heard a thing about them yet.
Well, if you don't nab them soon, you know what'll happen here, don't you, Inspector Faraday?
Yep.
They need getaway money, and they'll kill for it.
I know. I'm expecting that any moment.
Right.
If you only knew how they got out, how they worked together on the break, and who helped them, maybe
well,
I could...
Well, I wish I could tell you that, Inspector. We certainly don't know. We kept them apart.
Yeah.
We know they didn't see each other, signal each other, talk to each other, or get their plans by mail.
Yeah, but they must have gotten together to arrange the time of the break.
No, no, they couldn't. Guarantee that. Not one word or sign or message got to those four men while they were in prison. Not one word.
Well, I still don't see how to... Come in.
Hello, Faraday.
Oh, no, not you, Blackie. How'd you get into my office?
How'd the Bolo gang break out of jail? Hello, Warden Mills.
Oh, Boston Blackie, hello.
Faraday, take a tip from Warden Mills and be glad to see me.
I'll never be glad to see you, as long as you can see back.
You'd rather I had a lily on my chest instead of an idea in my head?
Oh, no.
Faraday, I want in on this case. I have a personal interest in it.
Mm. You can deposit that interest someplace else.
Can I bank on that?
Oh, Blackie, no. You sent one of the men in the Bolo gang to prison, didn't you?
Yes, Jackie Mayer. And I don't want him running around loose because I might end up in a tight spot.
Yes, I can see that.
I think if I can grab Jackie, I can grab the whole lot of them.
Oh, you think so, do you?
Yes, I do.
Well, I don't think they're going to work together.
No? They worked together on the prison break, didn't they?
Well, not exactly, Blackie. They broke out together, but we don't know how they got together to set the time and place. We kept them apart in prison. Didn't let them communicate in any way. Well,
then how did they set the time and place for the break?
Well, we don't know.
All we know is they'll need money to stay out of jail. We expect them to try for it at any time. Somebody hid guns for them in a refuse truck so they could hold up the guards. But how did the gang know when and where the truck would be?
Yes, I know it sounds fantastic, Blackie, but it really has us baffled.
They communicated with each other without a word or sign, huh?
That's right.
Well, all I can say is that that is a signal achievement.
Hey, Jackie, don't you know any other song?
I'm going to study up on one sometime, Pete. Hey, Bolo.
Yeah?
How you doing with that safe?
I'd do a lot better if you'd cut the singing. You guys keeping an eye out for the watchman?
Yeah, sure, but I can look and say, too. It's good for the nerves. I read up on nerves once when we was in prison.
Shut up and let Bolo work.
Okay.
Bolo's finished working. Safe's unlocked.
Yeah, I gotta read up on how to open safes. Must be fun.
Quiet!
Okay.
Open the safe, Bolo. Let's get going so we can meet the other guys. I'll get nervous out there in the car.
Yeah, sure. There we are. Hey, there's not much in it.
Well, let's take what there is and get out of here before Jackie goes into another chorus.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. You carry it.
Give me dough, all I know.
Shut up, Jackie! Dough.
What's the matter, Pete? These are all new words. I'm going to read up on writing words sometime. Must be
quiet.
Huh?
Somebody's coming.
It's a night watchman. You and your singing, Jackie. Duck back, he's coming this way.
Blocking the way out.
Yeah, I know.
There are ways of getting out of jams like this. I gotta study up on it sometime.
I know a way out of this, and it doesn't take any studying. Just a good right hand punch.
No, Bolo. Let me have him. Hey, my gun. No.
Split.
I got him.
All right, let's get out to the car. Come on.
Hurry up.
Quick, get in the car.
Get in, I'm already in.
Yeah, we're rolling. Okay, fella, let's move.
Okay.
Get away from here fast. We gotta kill a guy.
Okay, Bolo.
Yeah, and what for, Bolo? We didn't get enough dough to get out of time. We'll have to pull another charge.
It's going
to
be dangerous after this. We're red hot now, especially Jackie.
Why especially me?
You know why, Jackie. You kill that watchman.
Oh, yeah.
Boston Blackie sent you up. He'll be out looking for you.
That means we're all going to have trouble with him.
I don't like it.
I know how to keep Blackie from grabbing me.
How?
Well, it's something I studied up on, just in case you guys get scared of Blackie.
You study up on everything, don't you?
Yeah, when I ain't singing... And I really got the problem of Blackie studied up, so you guys can quiet down.
Your visitor's in booth 5, Joe. And there's no time limit.
No time limit, huh, Gerd? This must be my birthday.
Wait till you see your present. Booth 5.
Thanks. You the visitor I got?
Yes, Joe. I'm Boston Blackie. Sit down.
Boston Blackie? I guess I will sit down. I ain't done nothing, Blackie. Not in here.
But you've been talking to someone, Joe. And I thought you might give me some information.
Hey, you got the wrong boy, Blackie. I'm no rat.
You won't be ratting. Just explaining. If you can. You've talked to Jackie Mayer, haven't you?
A lot of times. So what?
So did he ever tell you how he and the rest of the Bolo gang were going to arrange the break?
No, Blackie. But I'll tell you a funny thing.
Go ahead.
Jackie bragged how him and his pals was getting out without getting together first to arrange things.
Is that all?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he ever say how they'd make contact without sending messages or seeing each other?
No. All he said was he could get the signal while I was sitting there talking to him, and I'd never know it. Kind of funny how they did it, ain't it, Blackie?
Very. But, Joe, they're hiding somewhere in this city now, ready to kill for getaway money. And that's no laughing matter. Mary, I think I know how it was done.
Hmm? How, what was done?
How Jackie Mayer and his friend set the time and place for that prison break and got word from the outside as to where the guns would be hidden.
Oh, then your trip to prison was successful, hmm?
Mm-hmm. After I saw Warden Mills in Faraday's office, I went up there and talked to a prisoner who was a friend of Jackie's.
Mm-hmm.
He told me that Jackie had bragged that he could get the signal without anybody knowing it.
Well, how, Blackie?
Well, I may be wrong, but I have an idea, and it could have worked. I think that...
I think that's your telephone.
I hope I'm as right as you are. Hello.
Hello, Blackie.
Yes?
You want to grab Jackie Mayer and the Bolo gang, Blackie?
Who's this?
Just a guy. A guy who doesn't like Jackie Mayer and the Bolos. You know, they did that killing and safe-cracking job last night.
Did they?
Yeah. And the guy that killed, he was a pal of mine.
Keep talking.
I've got to keep out of this, but I'll tell you where you can grab Jackie and the rest of the outfit.
All right, where?
They're hiding out in the basement of an old house in 10th Street. 2042 10th Street.
Mm-hmm.
Get him for me, will you, Blackie?
Well,
So long.
Hello? Hello?
Who was that, Blackie?
Someone with a tip on Jackie Mayer. Might be legitimate, it might be phony.
Well, in either case, you ought to let Inspector Faraday know.
No. Not if the tip was phony. He'd never let me live it down.
Oh.
I'm going there alone.
Oh, then I'm going with you.
Nothing doing. You stay right here and listen, Mary.
To what?
To this. The Bolo gang used a trick to let each other know when and how to break jail.
Yeah, what do you
that
mean?
Same trick might get me out of a jam sometime. Now, sit down.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you all about it. You see, I figured...
Let me fly, what a guy.
Jackie, get back in the basement door and quit singing.
I gotta watch for Blackie. We want to be ready when he walks in, don't we, Pete?
We'll be ready. But do what Pete says and quit singing. We don't have to be serenaded.
Serenaded, Bolo? Hey, what's that? Something I ought to read up on, huh?
You and your reading up.
Oh, yeah?
I don't think Blackie's gonna fall for this gang.
He was plenty interested when Sock talked to him on the phone.
He didn't know it was you, Sock?
Yeah. Look, I still say, what if he comes with cops?
I steadied up on that. We can get out the back way. But he ain't gonna come with cops. He likes to work alone. Especially when he gets a tip he ain't sure of.
Hey, somebody's coming.
What?
Is it Blackie?
Yeah, it's him, all right. Get set. Knock him out good.
Now.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh! That got him good.
What a flop.
Now what do we do, Polo? Kill this guy?
I don't know. This is Jackie's idea. Well, Jackie?
I'm going to think. Maybe we kill him. Something I got to study up on for a while.
Now, back to Boston Blackie. Convict Jackie Mayer and three of his pals plan and carry out an ingenious prison break, though while in jail, they were not once allowed to communicate with each other in any way. Later, they rob a safe for getaway money and kill a night watchman. Boston Blackie, on the trail of the gang, is trapped. As we return to our story, Jackie and his friends are standing over Blackie, who is bound and unconscious.
Jackie, if we're going to kill him, why do we tie him up?
Because we're not going to kill him, not yet, anyhow. The cops will know I did it, Pete. They know I got it in for Blackie.
Now what are we going to do with him?
Well...
Leave him here like this and he'll get away. You know him and how he gets out of ropes.
I got a plan.
I know. It's something you read up on?
Something better than that. All we gotta do to be safe on the job tonight is to get Blackie where he can't get to a phone, talk to anybody, signal anybody, or anything.
How can we do that?
Easy, easy. Now, Pete, you're gonna take Blackie out into the country. You know the shack I got out there?
Yeah?
We'll set him in the middle of it.
What's the idea?
To get him out where he can't play no tricks.
What?
Yeah. Now, Pete, you and Sark will keep guns on him and your eyes on him, too. One move of his hands, and bingo, let him have it, see?
Keep him tied and he won't move his hands.
Ropes don't mean a thing to Blackie. Just get him out to the shack and don't take your eyes off.
How long do we keep him out there?
Till midnight tonight when the rest of us pull a job on that factory on 18th Street. It's 150 grand there just waiting for us.
Well, I can't wait for it.
Pete, you'll wait with Sark and Blackie out in that shack until we come and get you.
And remember, if Blackie makes one move...
I know, Jackie. That's the end of Blackie.
Yeah. He will die.
Miss Wesley, if Blackie isn't cluttering up my office, you are. With Blackie's troubles.
Well, he really has troubles this time, Inspector Faraday. I followed him. He went into a basement of a house on 10th Street, and when he came out, he was tied up and being carried by three men.
Only three? Blackie's slipping.
Oh, Inspector, believe me, he is in trouble.
Well, it's his own fault. He should have known better than to...
What?
Where did they take him, Miss Wesley?
They took him out into the country and marched him into a shack.
Marched him?
Yes.
I thought you said he was tied up.
Well, he was, but they untied him. I saw it all. I followed Blackie when he left his apartment after he got a phone call. Blackie told me to do it.
Can you find that shack again?
Uh-huh.
Good. I'll go out there with 20 men. Get those guys.
Only what?
Oh, I think I want Blackie killed.
Well, no.
We'd get the men who have Blackie, but they'd get him first.
Well, then what can you do?
I'm thinking.
Oh, Blackie was afraid of that.
What does that
mean?
Look,
Inspector, I know how we can get Blackie out of the shack.
Yeah, sure, so do I. But not alive.
No, I do, though. By using the same trick those convicts used to contact each other before the prison break.
I'm sure glad Jackie isn't here, aren't you, Sark?
Yeah.
He'd be singing, "Let me fly, fly, fly," till I almost died. That song makes me sick. How do you feel, Blackie?
You know something, Pete? Sitting out here in this shack isn't exactly making me healthy.
No, Blackie?
No.
With all this country air and everything? Well, you ought to be glad... Hey, don't move or we'll tie you up again.
I have to move a little. I've got a cramp.
You're lucky you feel anything. One move and Sark will give you a bullet in the back. And I'll give you one in the head.
You guys are real generous. Why didn't you kill me after you knocked me down?
Jackie didn't want you killed. Just out of the way till we pull a job and get enough dough to disappear. You turned up dead, the cops would know Jackie did it.
Smart boy, then, Jackie. You two characters are the ones that helped him and the other guys break jail, huh?
Sure. But it was Jackie's idea. An idea nobody can figure out. Jackie's not dumb. Sure got you in a spot, hasn't he?
Well, it's not such a bad spot.
No?
It is a beautiful night. Just look out the window. Clear sky. See a plane up there?
Oh, no, we're not falling for that one. We don't take our eyes off you for anything. Neither Sark nor me.
Nah.
Not for anything?
For nothing.
Not even to have a look at that lovely sky or that plane?
That's right. I guess you're about through. Ain't that right, Blackie?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. No. No, as a matter of fact, I don't think that I'd say that at all. In fact, I don't think you're even close to being right.
Miss Wesley!
Over here, Inspector Faraday. I'm over here. Stop the car.
Hello, Miss Wesley. When I got here, where's the shack where they're holding Blackie?
Just through those trees there, Inspector Faraday. Come on.
You're sure we won't be seen as we walk to the shack? The trees aren't too thick, Miss Wesley.
We're not walking to the shack yet. Those two men guarding Blackie have their eyes glued on him. I saw them when I peeked in the window. Yeah. They don't look around at all. They wouldn't see us. But we still don't go in.
Well, I still think this is a crazy scheme. With two guys watching every move Blackie makes, how's he going to get away?
You'll find out. And so will those two men, I hope.
Well, I hope you get your hope.
Well, we'd better.
I've heard of some crazy things since I first met you and Blackie. But believe me, this is the craziest.
Let me fly, 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 or I die.
Jackie. What do you think Pete and Sark are doing out in that shack?
I know what they ought to be doing, keeping their eyes on Blackie.
Yeah.
And what time is it?
8 o'clock.
4 hours to go, and then we knock off that payroll job.
What about Blackie?
Oh, him, Polo?
Yeah, him.
Well, he gets just what that payroll gets. Knocked off.
Phew. It's awful warm in here, Pete.
Not for us guys who ain't got guns covering them, Blackie. I bet you wish we hadn't taken your gun, huh? Right, Sac?
Yeah.
Now, look, you'd like to move around a little, wouldn't you? You've been sitting here for hours.
So what?
So let's walk around a little, maybe over to the window.
Not a chance.
Aren't you guys even a little bit warm?
Warm? We're hot, Blackie. Red hot, and you know it.
Yeah.
I don't see no harm in opening the window, though. Open it, Sac.
Okay.
Ah, that's better.
Oh, boy.
Where you going, Blackie?
Hey, nowhere. Just over the window.
You get on one side of him, Sock. I'll stay on the other.
Okay.
Oh, golly, it's good to move around a little, isn't it, Pete?
Yeah, it sure is. If you let Jackie know we let you walk around, it won't be so good for any of us.
I won't tell him. Just wanted a breath of the country air that you were telling me about.
So breathe while you still can.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
You don't mind my resting my arm on the windowsill, do you?
Rest? Who cares? What are you looking at your feet for?
My shoelace is untied. Okay, if I bend down and fix it?
Don't be silly. Sock, tie the guy's shoelace.
Right.
I'll keep my gun on him.
Thanks for the valet service, Sock.
Yeah, yeah.
And speaking of Sock, Pete, you're going to get socked on the head with this gun.
Hey, where'd you get that gun, you?
Here's one for you. Surprise, boys. Well, the next surprise belongs to Jackie Mayer.
Singing Jackie, you're humming. Can't you keep quiet when I'm opening the safe?
I told you, I studied up on him. Music's good for the nerves.
Well, then when I got it, ain't good for it. I got a safe to open.
Well, when you gonna get it open?
I don't know, but maybe I got it. Now.
Hey, it's open.
No kidding. There she is. Wide open's a busted gate.
We'll bust out those packs of money and let's bust out of here.
Yeah, you take this half, I'll take the other.
Maybe we'll take it all.
All right, who's there?
It's Blackie, Jackie, and that's not baby talk. Come on, Faraday, let's take him. You're going to sleep, Jackie.
Don't shoot anybody. I quit.
Just like the boys waiting for you out in the car, eh, Bolo? They quit, too.
Get up on your feet, you.
I'm getting up.
All right.
Well, they will have to wait for Jackie.
Hold still.
Before he gets up, he'll have to wake up.
Let me fly, 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 or I'll die, die, die.
Since when have you started singing that song, Mary?
Since I sat in Inspector Faraday's office and listened to Jackie Mayer's confession. Every time there was a pause, he'd start singing that song. Da, 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 da.
Singing while he sang, huh?
Yeah. You were right, Blackie, and I'm proud of you. Jackie and his friends did get the time and the place where the guns would be hidden for the prison break from an airplane motor. Their confession said so.
I know. All that was needed was for the gang to know the Morse code. The men on the outside hired a pilot to gun his motor in Morse code to give the instructions to the Bolo gang in prison.
And the prison authorities hearing a motor going on and off would think that a pilot was stunting if they thought about it at all.
That's right. That's why I had you use the same device to tell me where you'd hidden the gun for me.
Mm-hmm. I hired a pilot and told him to spell out gun outside windowsill in Morse code, mm-hmm. using a long motor burst for a dash and a short one for dot. Well, that is, after I planted the gun outside on the windowsill for you to grab.
I grabbed it all right. And Faraday grabbed the gang. We were kind of lucky, though, Mary.
Mm-hmm. But in what way particular?
Well, Pete and Sock were the two men from the outside who helped Jackie Mayer and his friends get out of jail, supplied the guns and all that.
Mm-hmm.
They, fortunately, didn't know Morse code.
Well, that is lucky. If Jackie, for instance, had guarded you, he'd have heard the plane that was signaling you.
Yeah.
Tell me something, Blackie.
Mm-hmm.
After you took care of Pete and Sock, Inspector Faraday and I came over to Shack. How'd you know where to take the inspector to find the rest of the gang?
After I was tied up, Mary, I came too. But I didn't let Jackie know that. I heard him say where the next job was to be pulled and when. So I knew where to bring Faraday. Easy?
Very easy. But it wouldn't have done you any good to know all that you hadn't been able to get out of that shack.
That's right. Jackie's plan was pretty good. But thanks to you, a gun and an airplane, I blew that plan sky high.
No. And just to show you I mean what I say, Crane. Mason, you're crazy. You're mad.
Everybody's a little mad, Crane.
What?
And I'm not crazy enough to kill you quickly. That's
please.
Too good for you.
Now, let's talk this over, Mason. Now, look, I've got a lot of things you want. They're yours if you get out of here.
It's too late for that kind of talk
no,
now.
No, stop! Stop it!
Don't be impatient, Crane.
You're crazy.
You'll be dead soon enough.
No, I only
have three more shots in this gun.
All right, Mason. Okay. You're going to kill me, but everybody knows that you're out to get me. The police know it. And I sent a note to Boston Blackie telling him if anything happened to me to look for you.
You did.
Yes,
now, wasn't
yes,
that
I...
smart, huh?
No, please.
That was close, but I haven't hit you yet.
Listen, give me
what
a chance.
What are you yelling about?
Will you
and
please?
Let me tell you something, friend. The police aren't going to be able to do anything to me.
No,
and that
please.
Goes for your Boston Blackie,
no, you'll
too.
Find out. You'll find out.
I'll find out, eh? Crane, I'm wondering just what you're finding out right now. Now that you're dead.
Welcome back. Well, I kind of got that song stuck in my head. Let me fly. But I can't actually find out what the song is. And my usual method is to listen to the actual song and therefore to get the partial out of my head. And now I am pretty much foiled. So a little bit annoyed at you on that, Boston Blackie. But otherwise an interesting episode. I thought that the whole setup for the mystery was pretty good in terms of how they got out of prison. And it did continue the suspense to have Blackie tell Mary without telling us. Unfortunately, that did leave us at the end of the episode with Blackie, you know, expositing just for our sake at the end to Mary, since she already knew what had happened. I do think that the plane cutting its engine as Morse code does have some problems, like prisoners are not always in a place where they can hear it. There might be something going on, so there would be a limit to what times it could be received that the message could be sent. Plus, that is a lot of cutting in and out, which, if it doesn't make someone suspicious, it does seem like that might be a potential for some problems with the engines. Now we turn listener comments and feedback now, and comments regarding the junk cars insurance scam murder. Bill writes, "Hi Adam, I was surprised to hear Arthur Treacher name-checked in today's episodes. Like most Americans of my age, older than dirt, I was more familiar with him as Merv Griffin's announcer slash sidekick and from the Archer Treacher's Fish and Chips restaurant chain than from his acting career. Sadly, many of your younger listeners probably glossed over his name as well as Alan Ladd and the others Mac actors mentioned as probably fictional names. Well, thanks so much, Bill. And I guess it does depend on younger listeners. You know, I've got a thing, and it's, you know, I think it's a weird thing where I am pretty knowledgeable about a lot of the entertainment during the 1940s and 1950s. So I pick up a lot of those references. However, people who are a bit older than me, I know a lot less about the late 50s, the early 60s, and most of the 70s in terms of entertainment, where I just kind of know smatterings of stuff that I happen to know. I actually know Arthur Treacher as the guy who plays butlers just from listening to so many episodes of Jimmy Durante. And I've never actually seen the Merv Griffin show. The name Merv Griffin is familiar to me because I saw him saw his name as a producer of several different game shows, but never saw anything with him as the actual talent. So some of the younger listeners might have been thrown, but I think some may very well have been very well aware, particularly Alan Ladd, since he is actually one of our detectives that we've had on over the years. And then Joey concludes by saying, I agree, Adam. I didn't see how this was a smart racket. Well, thanks so much, Joey, and that will do it for today. I do want to thank our Patreon of the day. Thanks so much to Helen. She's been one of our Patreon supporters since June of 2015, and she is currently our only Chief of Detectives Patreon supporter at the level of $30 or more per month. Thank you so much for your support, Helen, and that will do it. Join us back here tomorrow for yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Next Tuesday, Dr. Tim Detective returns, and then next Thursday, another episode of Boston Blackie. In the meantime, send your comments to box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter, Radio Detectives, and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.